Disambiguation. My eight abandoned lives are staring back at me from the perfectly clean porcelain plate that's been placed right in front of me. Their bright green eyes are so big, I can see myself reflected, and the pupils dilate as they continue stalking me, patiently observing and waiting for the next move I am going to make. I pick up the knife from the gold cutlery set. I always go for the shiny, sharp objects first. Then the fork finds its place in the fist I clench tightly around its metallic body, so that I can stab all those pretty edges in the soft piece of the last life I have left. The blade sinks in deep as I cut a larger part of my choice, with the clear, single understanding that we can never simply have a taste of what's being served and then change our mind mid-meal or decide we could just stitch the severed limbs back together. I chew on my resolve and judgment when their sour taste spills, then fills my entire mouth. I try to swallow, but I choke on all the thoughts and events that would follow right after. I cough up hairs, and my choice digs its long nails in the back of my throat to drag its claws and rip my insides all the way down until it reaches my stomach to settle in there forever. I always felt like we had a certain number of failed attempts allowed. In my case, there are 9. It's the secret limit, equivalent to the number of lives a cat has. The symbol of finality and completion is the highest single digit from which I fall into the dark pit, but this time I land on my back. I'm bleeding open with the decision I just made, and the realization that I have no more lives left to bet.